The majority of Leaving Cert students, 40,000 of the 61,500 students registered for this year's exam, have chosen to sit at least five papers. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Independent. Catherine Donnelly reports that just under 6,000 students have opted only for accredited grades and chosen not to sit any exam this year. And one of the students who is starting her Leaving Cert today, Shona O'Kelly from Presentation College Athenry in Galway, who will be writing this year's exam diary for The Independent, is pictured on the front of today's paper. And Shona tells us that her mum has bought her a pack of 50 Bic biros. Sure, what else do you need, she says. The Irish Examiner leads this morning with the line that an extension of the ban on evictions and rent increases, the introduction of a cap on rent deposits and plans for universal sick pay are all expected to be approved by Cabinet today. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien is to introduce a bill which will extend the COVID-19 ban on rent increases and evictions until January 2022, as well as bringing forward plans to limit rent deposits to 2 months, while Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is to put forward proposals for new legislation to give all workers the right to paid sick leave. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail leads with comments made by the Taoiseach yesterday, saying that the thuggish behaviour of a minority seen in skirmishes over the weekend will not be allowed to jeopardise our exit from lockdown. Mr Martin is also quoted confirming that a return to the office for workers in August may well be on the cards. The Irish Times and Irish Daily Star both lead today with the FBI operation which used an encrypted messaging system to infiltrate organised crime, which was made public yesterday. Both papers report that Gardaí will now be able to use what the Star describes as the treasure trove of information they've received to strike against Irish criminals. Kinahan stung by FBI is the headline in the Star. The Irish Sun leads with the death of three-month-old Mia O'Connell, who died after she was attacked by a dog in her home in Clashmore, County Waterford on Monday. The paper reports that the dog, which is believed to be a cross between a husky and a terrier, has since been put down. Both of the Northern papers lead with the election of Paul Given as Arlene Foster's successor as First Minister. The Belfast Telegraph reports that DUP leader Edwin Poots was criticised for ignoring party divisions and handing top ministerial positions to his supporters in yesterday's reshuffle. The Irish News quotes Sinn Féin MP Chris Hazard, saying that measures agreed in the deal that saw devolution restored last year need to be honoured, a reference to the pledge to implement Irish language legislation and legacy measures. And finally, the picture on the back of today's Examiner is of Jasmine Reardon beside a sugar craft replica of St Anne's Church in Shandon, which has been created by sugar sculptor Maureen Thompson to promote the Crinunanogue Baking Challenge being organised by Cork City Council. Treats on the Streets is calling on young bakers to create an edible artwork inspired by the landscape and buildings of the city.